gave to Nikki that showed the increase per cost meal. But
the Travis's letter that breaks it down.
So, for example, roughly on the inmate count of 200 to 500, the increase went up 11.6% instead of 8.3%.
What number are you looking at to get that?
The original cost of $1.04.
It's gone up since then, though. It went up last year. There's an increase on Amendment 1 that was heard.
And maybe we're not. So here's. I'm just.
That's in 2017. Whenever they. That was the initial cost.
Okay.
And it's gone up since then.
Okay. So maybe we just have bad information to start the math off with. Because here's. According to this document, it's 2021 to 2022.
Yeah.
1.04 for 200 to 500.
Brad, is that the figures that you're looking at?
Was there an increase this year, or I mean, in the middle of the year, or was the increase at the beginning of the?
So what I know, it was last year, but what I've got here in my email is the original contract from 2017. It was dated December 22nd, 2017, and at the bottom of that, it has the cost per meal. If it's 80 to 99 inmates, it's $1.49 per meal.
So you were showing 80 to 99 for $1.57.
Okay. Where you just said $1.04.
That was on the 200 to 500.
Okay.
I was just using it as an example. I mean, because that's on there.
So we've actually got three different numbers, because the numbers that they gave me from Tiger don't match what you have either.
And where you got the dollar four at? You said 200 to 500.
It's different.
I don't have a dollar four.
On the this is on the page that was presented by you. Have it right there. You handed to Brad.
Oh.
Or you handed to Sheriff.
Attachment A, is that?
Attachment A is the proposed change that they want to go to. So I guess we could say, I mean, the motion can state 8.3% per the contract and not.
Then they'd have to adjust their figures.
Yeah. The concern is not the 8.3%. The concern is to make sure it truly is 8.3 and not some at 11 and some at 9 and some at. So the current pricing is different than what we have in front of us. Is that what you're saying, Chair?
Well,
when
you
that was a mistake. I was looking. You said 104, and I just glanced down at the original contract that I have in my email. It was 104 per meal for 180 to 199 inmates back in 117. So I thought that's what you were referring
gotcha.
To.
180 to 199 currently is $1.09. Is that correct?
Yeah. David, when
so
you
that's
were doing
10.98%.
When you were doing your average, were you using these figures?
I was using numbers off of last year to this year.
Let me see yours, David. Thank you.
So this was effective 12-1.
Okay, so yeah, that's this information. Okay. Yep.
And this is the new price. And that might be maybe an adjustment or might be pretty similar to what I
Well, so I mean, so Sheriff, does that make sense what we're saying?
It does, yes.
So I don't care to do the 8.3% increase, but whenever they say they give us attachment A, One's at 10.98%, one's at 11 point whatever I said earlier percent. So we just need to make sure it's
not all the same.
It's not all the same. It's not at 8.3%. The other thing is kind of minor, but it's to the point, is the agreement's on 12.22, and they're wanting to start at 12.1.
Every single one of them increased by 12 cents across.
So they went 12. So they did a 12 cent increase as opposed to
all the way down instead of a. So that's why I said it could be based on an average, and then they did a.
They could have done the 12 cent.
Cent increase by that average.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
But their first one is an 8.3%. Their first one's 7.61%.
That's why I was trying to figure out where that 8.3 came across, which one they.
So the inmate count of 80 to 99, the increase there is 7.61%. So they're going to do a percentage increase. They're going to do a straight 12 cent across the board increase, as it's presented to us. With it was their amendment, correct?
Yes.
In their amendment, it says it's. Make sure I'm reading it. The parties agree that the price per meal charges to the client by Tiger shall be changed as set forth on attached A, based upon. So maybe the increases are just based on that, but I didn't actually use that. I don't know. It doesn't make enough sense.
The second category agreement was closer to that 8.3.
Is that where we hover mainly, is between 100 and 119 inmates?
Well, right now I think we're at 115, but typically it's closer to 120 to 139. It's typically within that.
Attachment A should agree with the amendment because it references it.
When are we set to go up for bid again on this?
When are we set to go out to bid?
Yeah.
I believe we could at any time.
Well, I understand that, but is this the last renewal? Is this the last automatic renewal that we have, or is there one more?
That I'm not sure.
It looks like they're just using what the federal government has set as a COLA, instead of looking at the actual cost of theirs.
Yes.
And I don't. I think they should do their own figuring on what their actual cost is.
Well, I'm sure if it didn't benefit them, they would definitely.
Pardon?
I said, I'm sure if they didn't benefit them, they definitely would be going off what their actual costs are.
That's the.
Sheriff, do you want us to proceed with this contract?
Let me contact them and figure out why there's a discrepancy in those numbers. we can table it.
Till next week or just till you?
Yes.
Next week we'll be we'll be at MAC, but we don't care to take this on to approve it during. I mean, we'll be doing accounts payable and payroll, or accounts payable anyways.
Would the week after bother you?
No, that would be fine.
Week after, they're wanting this done by the 1st, so it's entirely up to you guys. If we want to wait till the week after, that'll be the 4th. Excuse me, 5th. Right? No, it'll be the 28th.
28th.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think they need to get their figures in order.
Or at least explain how they gave us their figures.
Right.
And then if you want to ask as well about the December 22nd versus December 1st. And I have the figures if you want them, as far as what the actual increases were percentage-wise. Do you have it on all of them?
Yeah. That would be great.
I'd like for them to ask the increase based upon their actual cost.
Just if you're curious, the average increase is 9.77%. Okay. Move to table the amendment to the food service agreement binding between Tiger Correctional Services and Taney County to, what did we say?
November 28th,
2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Memorandum of Understanding, School Resource Officer Program, Kirbyville School District, number 22-119, Sheriff. I have a letter dated November 9th, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he approves the Memorandum of Understanding as to form. He has reviewed the Memorandum of Understanding between Taney County and the Kirbyville School District for the purpose of assigning a law enforcement officer as a school resource officer at the Kirbyville facilities.
Brad, where it gives a dollar amount now, we know that probably next year that dollar amount will change. Do they understand that, or does that need to be?
They do, and I believe it actually is. Dates in here that it would go up, but I did tell them that, if you know, as the pay went up, that would go up as well.
It looks like it's better not to have the dollar amount in then.
Just says that the parties are aware that the benefits package may change with little or no notice.
Correct.
I
This is pretty much like the others then, isn't it?